99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, this came as kind of a shock yesterday as it was announced that Scarlett Johansson was pregnant with Colin Jost's baby. And then we find out that she actually just had a baby boy. So
that was interesting.
It was a life comes at you fast moment. Yeah, for sure. As they welcomed their first baby together, Colin confirming on Instagram yesterday with just some typewritten copy on Instagram.
It was weird. It was almost like it was a bit of a joke.
Yeah, he writes, okay, we had a baby. His name is Cosmo. We love him very much.
That's like, so weird.
All right.
And very celebrity, but apparently that's, in hindsight, people are saying, well, when she was doing press for Black Widow, they only really showed her like from, you know, the chest up or something like that. There was like a lot of close-ups and she was kind of like MIA, didn't do any like live press. So maybe right. That's why.
Right. Colin actually even used the hashtag, we got away with it for a long time. I mean, and wow. That is true. It's like, hey, by the way, we're having a baby. We're having a baby today.
Well, that's true because you know what? They had the movie Black Widow done for a long time.
Oh,
because
yeah, that's
it was
right.
Pushed back. Okay. Yeah. So there's plenty of time that, you know, she could do that be laying low.
Yeah. Oh, that's a, I'll tell you, that's one of those fun ones where it's, you know, because whenever we hear these, a celebrity is pregnant sort of stories, it's like, okay, we'll wait to really believe it until the baby comes. And so then we got it yesterday and then the baby came literally in the same day.
All right then, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Congratulations are in order.
A little bit different than Britney Spears who, you know, people were saying, oh, you know what? She's pregnant. And she's like, no, my boobs are big because I ate.
Yeah. It's like, and she posts some cheeky little topless photos to prove that.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, listen, I don't have, I have man boobs, but I don't have, like boobs the size of like that women do.
Well, if you push them together like she was, they look bigger.
Right. But my question is more for the science. Is the I ate and my boobs are bigger, is that real? Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Really?
But typically it does go to your belly a little bit, and she had a pretty flat stomach. So kudos to her for just, you know, having the targeted weight gain in her boobs.
Man. More you know, I guess. All right, let's get to that feel good. Every hour throughout the morning brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kent.
So we're talking about 7-year-old Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
She's local. She had a lemonade stand, and she ended up like raising $700, which is kind of great.
Wow.
She used that to go on a shopping spree at Feeder Supply Tuesday. Went up and down the aisles picking out dog food, cat food, toys, treats for all the animals at Kentucky Humane Society.
Oh, wow.
How cute is that? She said her parents said the lemonade stand was all her idea. She set it up one weekend. They posted it on Facebook, raised the money.
Mm-hmm.
They said she loves animals more than anything. And when she talked about doing a lemonade stand, we asked her where the donations were going to. And, you know, she had no plan on keeping it. Oh. We were going to donate it somewhere. First thing that popped up, Humane Society.
Wow.
Cute.
I give it to that kid for never thinking about keeping it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, my kids, well, one of my kids is a little miser.
Right.
So
right.
He just saves.
Right.
He doesn't like spend any of it. Now, my daughter, if she gets $5, she's running to the store.
Sure.
So we have some lessons to teach about how to look at money. And
there's time.
Maybe being responsible and helping people.
There's time. It's fine. Everything's fine.
This one's going in the parenting binder, though. Tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar stories. Kelly, what are those?
Well, they're examples of what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you are making some pretty decent life choices.
Yeah, and of all the setting the bar stories we've featured throughout the years, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst, this is probably rolling in about a 2. So it's not horrible, but it's more of a, hey, if you're this person, let's try to be more careful, all right?
Okay.
So to England we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally sending hot dogs to a theater instead of the wigs that they ordered, you're doing okay. So,
okay.
This theater in England, they tried to order a bunch of Rocky Horror Picture Show wigs to sell as merch. Obviously,
they
were having some sort of themed weekend. But instead of wigs, they opened up the box and got a ton of hot dogs.
We appear to have been sent cans of Frankfurters in...
Okay, hang on a second. Yeah, exactly. You heard it too. Do they really call hot dogs Frankfurters in England?
Frankfurters, yes. Listen to the way it sounds with the accent. It's Frankfurters, and that is delightful.
All right, let's retake that.
We appear to have been sent cans of Frankfurters instead of Frankenfurter wigs. What happened?
The same supplier that we get our party food and our party supplies from. And I think, I don't know whether there might have been a typo or...
Yeah, so I can't barely even understand what they're saying.
I couldn't translate that.
Yeah, I can tell that they have an English accent, but they said cans of Frankfurters, which means that I'm thinking that they got little, like, little smokies or little...
Like, or beanie weenies?
Yeah, little weenies there in a jar or whatever. They wanted Dr. Frankenfurter wigs...
Got it. But you can see where the mistake was made.
But whoever filled
the
order.
Name of the wigs.
Exactly. Thought they meant Frankfurters, a.k.a. hot dog weenies.
I mean, honest mistake, really. I don't think, like you said, I don't think we can place a huge amount of blame on this one.
Yeah.
And you know what? In a rare occasion, in this spotlight, nobody broke the law and is going to jail. So that's fun, right?
That's why I said.
What a bonus.
I say, I mean, really, this is on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 1.5, maybe a 2. I mean, it's not really that horrible.
It's a hilarious mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, Frankfurt, and an excuse to hear a British guy say Frankfurters.
We appear to have been sent cans of Frankfurters.
It's just a great sentence.
All right, that's setting the bar. I don't know if I'm emotionally ready for this. Netflix is rolling with this teaser. It doesn't really show much, but it's of this upcoming documentary titled Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed.
Wait a second. We don't need drama of any kind associated with Bob Ross.
If you don't know who Bob Ross is, he is iconic PBS, public broadcast. He paints these wonderful nature scenes. He's got crazy big hair. He has a pet squirrel. He has the sweetest disposition. Yes. I'm going to play for you the trailer. It's mostly just music, but then you hear Bob's voice. And it's just kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's creepy.
Yes. And so, you know, this is coming out on August 25th.
I've been wanting to get this story out for all these years.
What story? And so they say, Netflix, we want to show you the trailer for Bob Ross. But we can't. Find out why August 25th. And I'm just like, so help me. If you roll in with some dirt on Bob Ross, that is going to change the way I viewed him for my entire life. I'm going to never forgive you, Netflix.
No, I'm going to have to shield myself from this because I cannot. I want to live in a world where Bob Ross was pure joy, pure painting joy, bringing joy to others. I don't need any drama.
Yeah, they say Bob Ross brought joy to millions as the world's most famous art instructor. But a battle for his business empire cast a shadow over his happy trees. What I'm hoping is there was weird, dark drama surrounding him, but he, as a person, was good, you know?
So I'm sensing maybe his family or estate may not be happy about this coming out.
Yeah, because Bob Ross has passed.
He's no longer with us.
Right.
So the only people to, I guess, navigate the wake of something like this would be his family.
Yes. And again, I don't know if I'm emotionally ready to hear anything bad come out of Netflix surrounding Bob Ross.
I'm going to need someone else to watch it for me first and then tell me if it's okay to watch.
And then just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. I mean, listen, I don't know. Netflix, dang it!
No, listen, we there is already enough to worry about in this world. I don't need this piled on top of my plate right now. I'm in a fragile state.
Let's see, what is the 20? Oh, next Wednesday?
Oh, God. No, it's too soon.
Too soon. All right. So, anyways, we'll post up the trailer so you can just see if you haven't seen it already. The short little Netflix trailer teasing.
Are we handing out anxiety now?
Like, I think
here
so.
Here you go. Here's
I think
your anxiety.
So.
Go watch it on our website.
I want to give you something very light and fun here before we, I think, get into something maybe a little heavier with group therapy. So this mom caught her daughter crying, and the reason why the daughter is crying is starting to go a little viral. And look, kids, they get emotional about things.
They cry if you cut the crust off their sandwich wrong, or, you know, stuff like that. Like, the possibilities are endless to what can cause a child to melt into tears.
Okay, so this is why this young girl is having such a fit.
You're sad because I said what?
Did you catch that?
Something about eggs?
She just learned that dogs don't lay eggs. And she is in hysterics.
Okay. You're sad because I said what?
She said dogs don't lay eggs.
Oh.
That made me sad.
Oh my God. You can pretend that dogs lay eggs.
You can pretend that dogs lay eggs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor girl.
Little doggies. Does she think that there can't ever be more little doggies? Because there can be.
I don't know.
She was
in such hysterics at learning that news that dogs don't lay eggs that her mom had to capture that on video.
And post it. You know, this kind of hits home. I was talking to my sister last night. They have 3 chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Cluck Norris, Becky, and Melman.
Okay, Cluck Norris.
So, and Melman currently right now is trying to take care of a golf ball. So, challenging.
Right,
yes,
right.
Like,
so,
Melman's a little confused. Cluck Norris is the biggest producer. Becky is just mean. So, but Melman's a little confused trying to, you know, nurture and get this golf ball to grow, thinking it's a youngin.
Yeah, chickens aren't the smartest either. But this girl, we've tweeted it out. She is just in such pain emotionally over the news that dogs, in fact, do not lay eggs.
Oh, wow. Man, that's a design flaw,
yep.
Is it not?
At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see that. All right, coming up next, we're going to get in touch with Amy, who messaged us. And she has a past with her family. And it collides with something her new boyfriend has opened up to her about.
And listen, there are so many layers to this.
Yeah.
And I absolutely feel for her. And I don't know if I have any advice.
Yeah. So we're going to need to really lean on you. 502-571-9970 with group therapy coming up on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, if you were to explain what group therapy is all about, what would you say?
Well, this is a place that you can come to put your issue out there and maybe get some helpful advice from lots of people who don't have the emotions invested in the situation.
Yeah, and emotions, I think, is key here because, and I'm going to warn you that this is maybe a little bit heavy. But Amy reached out to us and she's on the phone now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Thanks so much for allowing us to talk to you about this because I can understand why you have kind of that heavy heart. So go ahead and walk through what you sent us.
So basically I started dating this guy and like everything's been really good so far in our relationship, but we kind of started talking about like some of the more serious, stuff that like we've gone through, like, and are going through.
Sure.
And so he opened it to me and told me that he has a congenital heart defect.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to need, like, multiple surgeries and serious care. And the thing is, like, I've already had a family member that's, like, gone through this and had to, like, live through this.
Oh.
And so he was excited about that. He was like, oh my gosh, I really wanted somebody to understand, like, you know what I'm going through, like, it's not going to freak you out. And like, and that's like, you know, what he thought. And that's just like not true. Because like, I've seen what it did to my family and what it did to me. And, so like my brother, like I said, my brother had congenital heart defect. And I mean, it ruined my parents' marriage. It tore my sister apart and she has severe depression. It obviously affected me. And I don't even live near my family anymore because I couldn't deal with like the stress and the agony of like what our family went through with my brother having that and then dying. He didn't make it.
I'm sorry.
And it's okay. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I don't think I can go through that again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like abandon him. And I feel really conflicted, but I don't think that I'm strong enough for this.
Have you approached that at all with your boyfriend? Like, this has been really hard on our family.
Like, I feel like I did a little bit, like, whenever I was telling him about it, you know, before I knew that he had it. And so, like, I thought he kind of got that, and then he opened up to me and told me, and then, honestly, it just completely threw me off. Because, I mean, I thought it was something in my past. Like, I thought I had escaped all of that. And then it was, like, again, and honestly, I was just kind of, like, shocked. So, I mean, that's why I messaged you, because I don't know what to do.
Do you want to stay with him, or are you just kind of like, I don't know how I can go through this again with my boyfriend?
I don't know. Like, I guess I feel like we haven't been dating that long. I don't know. He's a really nice guy. But, I mean, this is just a lot.
The good news is you got a lot of support coming in already on text. That's tough. And I'm not going to try to, you know, mince words and everything and say it's going to get any easier. But, you know, hang in there and, you know, at least, you know, listen to what, you know, our listeners have to say and read what they comment on Facebook. And, you know, maybe that'll help you at least, you know, reassure you in your decision as you move forward.
I hope so. But yeah, I will do that. I will, I'll listen to the comments and everything. And I don't know. I just hope I get some good advice.
All right. Amy, thank you so much for calling and talking to us. You know, keep us posted. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my gosh. My heart breaks for her. Oof. And like Lisa texted in, I want to hug her right now. Just wow. That is a lot. There's just, like we said, so many layers, and I absolutely understand where she's coming from. At the same time, I know she doesn't want this guy to feel completely abandoned.
Yeah, and we're getting a mix so far of people that are like, well, you need to stay with him. And then also people that are like, you know,
you have to worry about you.
You need to worry about you. Yeah, so
don't feel obligated.
I don't know what to say here. So I'm going to leave the ball in your court, not necessarily yours, Kelly, but
thank you.
I mean, but maybe
I feel a lot of pressure.
502-571-9970. It's group therapy. Group therapy. This is a tough one and a little bit heavy. Like, Amy just started dating this great guy. He learned that she had a family member with a congenital heart defect and immediately bonded with her because he has one too.
Yes, and so he thought, well, this is great because this is someone who will understand what I'm going through.
But Amy is like, this really ripped her family apart. And
yeah, it was really traumatic.
And very emotional, and is not sure she's ready to dive into that and unearth all of those feelings again.
Well, and she doesn't know if she can, like, go through it again.
Yeah.
Like, she is potentially setting herself up to have the same experience again.
And, you know, we got a tweet from Rachel that says, he was sent to you for a reason. And it's like, okay.
Well, oh, yes.
I know. And so that's, like, deep. But it's like, is it, what reason is it? Is it for him? Or is it for you to help get over? Like, I'm still just, you know, and then you said we got a text from Montana.
tell her that God only puts people in your life for a reason. Mm. And he put this person in her life for a reason. They didn't meet on accident.
Yeah, kind of that maybe, same thought process yes. that Rachel had.
Yeah, this is maybe this is her brother's sign that he's okay. He's in heaven. And maybe this is her second chance to prove that time heals everything and a sign that she can move on from her brother and be happy.
Man. All right, Shelby, what is your thought on this?
Well, I want to hug her as well. That's so much to, you know, think about. My advice to her would obviously be compassionate, but she does have to think about herself. And communication is so important in relationships, and she just needs to be honest with him, and she just needs to explain just how traumatic it is. And maybe his defect is not as bad as maybe her brother's was. You know, maybe she got an idea of, you know, how bad the situation is. Maybe it's something she could consider.
Yeah.
That is a lot to think about. You know, it's not like, I hate to be like this, it's not like you're married.
Yeah.
You know, but if they haven't been together very long, she just needs to be honest with him and explain where her head is. But if it's, I mean, that's a very detrimental thing to experience, and I'm sure it's going to be bringing back some, maybe post-traumatic stress.
For sure. Gosh, I feel so bad for her because these are really heavy things to launch into so early in your relationship, you know, but, you know, she's got to obviously tackle it now. So, Shelby, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Crystal had some options. She said, A, be honest with him, brutally honest. Yeah. Do it now. Don't lead him on. Or B, maybe seek counseling with him in order to deal with your past and to prepare for going through this with him.
I guess I'm not surprised by what I'm reading on Facebook from just some people that are like, hey, not to sound mean, but he could pass away from other causes at any minute, as could you. So he could end up living a long time. You just never know. That's part of life. If you're even thinking this way, then walk away and let him find someone who can really love him. And so I think she's just torn because she does have feelings for him. It is early in the relationship and she just doesn't know yet. Like, she doesn't know. It's all the unknown.
It's really, it's new and it's just an awkward time to figure all this out. Lori said, you're 3 weeks into the new relationship. This is the time to find out something that is not going to work and end it before getting any deeper. With that being said, though, you should consider that your family's experience with your brother was unique to those people at that time. I've seen relationships made stronger and even more joyful amidst illness. Life is what you make it.
Yeah.
It could totally be different.
Yeah, and Renee kind of rolls in and says, hey, this happened with your brother a long time ago. Medicine has come a long way, and he seems to be living his life so far and doing well. And so this, you kind of need to look at each situation uniquely, and I think that's what we're saying. So I don't know what we're saying here.
Well, this is honestly only something that she can figure out, like, how deep her feelings are at this point. Only she knows that. And I think some suggestions of really going and getting some therapy and digging through this is probably a good suggestion. But being honest with him about how her fear of knowing what she went through and how tough that was. I think if she's as honest with him as she was with us, I mean, you could hear the emotion and pain in 100%. Her voice.
100%.
I mean, he's got to understand she's got a unique vantage point coming from where she's been.
Yeah, I think that's a great set of advice is just, one, you've got to have that raw conversation with him. And you know, maybe
as hard as that's going to be,
and maybe you just take it kind of one day at a time. I don't know. All right.
I don't want her to like go into this thinking it's going to be a carbon copy of her previous experience, because like a lot of people pointed out, medicine is different. You know, not all the defects are the same. Like this could be, you know, a completely different situation.
Yeah.
So I think, and it could have been, this can be a sign. Who knows? Maybe he was sent by her brother. Don't know.
Yeah, and what the hardest thing I think will be to figure out is where your feelings are coming from. Are they coming from guilt, or are they coming from real love and admiration for him? So,
and that is hard to figure out when it's 3 weeks in.
Yep. So let us know. Keep us posted. We're all thinking of you, Amy, and
And we're giving you big hugs. Yep. I mean, I know there are some people that are pretty harsh, just like, he deserves better. But this is really like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from.
All right.
This is tough.
All right. Feel free to chime in on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But I want to move on to happier things here on the show.
Yeah, we need some more feel good. Some people said we need more feel good.
Yeah, I know. I want to move on to a little bit more happier things. Let's play a little game, shall we?
We shall.
Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So some listeners have blessed us with some awkward situations. Now we just have to determine whether or not the situations were the result of them being a little kid or the result of them being a drunk adult. Kelly S. from Shepherdsville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm assuming you've been both.
I have.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you've had
experience
with both being a little kid and being a drunk adult. So then, how I'm assuming have heard this played, and how well do you think you're going to do?
Great.
Okay. I like that confidence.
She's confident. I'm not. So I feel like let's let her take the lead on this.
All right. Little kid or drunk adult. Here we go. First one, John.
So, I dumped a whole bottle of baby powder into a box fan once and covered like 12 people that were coming out of a pool.
Okay. John, baby powder, box fan, pool, little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Okay. Kelly S.
I'm thinking little kid.
Says
drunk
adult. I'm
thinking this is like, you know, little kid has like a little brother or sister, Kelly, baby powder. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, so Kelly K says little kid. Kelly S says drunk adult. Let's find out.
One of us is right.
Here's what happened. I was a little kid at summer camp.
Oh, little kid!
And I thought it was going to be funny. And I actually got kicked out of summer camp because of that. And they called my mother, who was furious. And it was my first week of school. And my mother actually grounded me for the entire summer.
Wow, John.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, all right. That's kind of traumatic.
Okay, so Kelly S., you're 0 for 1, okay? Things aren't looking great so far.
Okay.
Let's see if you can...
I'm feeling much better about myself, though.
Okay, great. Let's see if you can recover here. Samantha, little kid or drunk adult?
I seriously had a meltdown because I was crying hysterically because of my pet parrot was going to have to live his life without his hands.
Okay, so Samantha was bothered and crying because her parrot was going to live its life without hands. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Okay, so Kelly S. says little kid. Kelly K., what do you think?
I mean, I kind of think we just heard a video of a little girl crying because she found out dogs can't lay eggs. This feels like this is the same lane. So right. I'm going to agree, little kid.
All right, so both of you say little kid. Samantha!
I was a drunk adult.
Oh! Drunk adult, my gosh. All right, let's find out.
The ridiculous part is that I made two of my drunk girlfriends cry with me for the same reason.
Oh, they were all three crying! Parents don't have hands!
Oh, my God, that was tragic.
Tragic. So tragic. All right, we'll do one more. Kelly S., you are 0 for 2 so far.
I'm 1 for 2.
You have literally lied to us when you said that you thought you would do good. So
I did. I'm hard.
All right.
This
so
is difficult.
All right. Here we go. Last one. Little kid or drunk adult. Anna.
I got in trouble for going in the back of McDonald's where they make all their food. And I started making my own version of the Big Mac.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's a drunk adult, right?
Okay. So Kelly K saying drunk adult. Kelly S., what are you thinking?
Drunk adult.
Okay, both of you are pretty much saying, look, if you're walking behind the counter at McDonald's and starting to make your own food, you got to be a drunk adult, right?
You have to be.
Okay, Anna.
Okay, so I was just a really hungry little kid.
Okay, well, let me hear this.
And apparently my babysitter just wasn't watching me. I basically just walked right into the back of a McDonald's and started grabbing whatever I could reach off the counter. Like, basically the restaurant manager ended up coming out and only kicked out me, but my babysitter and my other little sister. Needless to say, my mom never had that babysitter watch us again after that.
Yeah, but they should have probably just offered you a job if you were able handle yourself behind the line like that. Kelly S., you got zero right.
No.
You got absolutely zero right. That is amazing.
Though, we have low standards.
Yeah, so what we're saying is you're still going to win tickets to the fair, okay?
Yay!
Yay! I think suffering through this show is prize enough for you, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you for agreeing on that. All right, so there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. Congratulations, Kelly S.
Thank you.
Even though you're really bad at this game.
Listen, it's a really difficult game. It's a really hard game.
Really, really bad at this game.
Go Back Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll start off with Adriana's request for Dream. He loves you not.
Holly is just requesting the Fergie button, Screaming Go. Or maybe farts. So.
Fergie.
All right. Accommodate at least a little bit of that.
Fergie.
All right. 99.7 DJX. DJX. Trina rolls in with a, hey guys, is it really a throwback Thursday if we don't have any Spice Girls spice up your life? I mean, come on. We got a jam out for my 8-year-old daughter. Listen, we don't have Spice Up Your Life. I don't even know if that's a song from them. I'm sure it is, though.
It is like the Spice Up Your Life. Spice Up Your Life. That one? You don't remember that one?
No, I don't.
It sounded exactly like that.
This is the Spice Girls, though, right? No. Throwback Thursday. If you run my future, forget my past. If you buy, yeah, I'll tell you what I want. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Shauna says, we eat breakfast at home, make sure we're in the car on time, and go the long way to school to catch all the throwbacks.
There you
love
go.
That.
Ryan just asked for a throwback to the first time Kelly saw a man naked.
Oh, God, no.
I think I've got audio of that somewhere.
Oh, God.
All right. Wow. Okay. She was as surprised as he probably
That's
was.
Vintage. Oh, God.
all right. And got a request. Hey, right round Flo Rida, bored sitting in this car rider line. We got you. Throwback Thursday. Before anybody knew who Kesha was, right there on 99.7 DJX. Sarah rolls in with a TBT! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Fergie!
And says, how about Bruno Mars' The Lazy Song? Because, yeah, well, it speaks to my soul this morning. All right. I mean, sure. I mean, why not? Why not? A little vintage
there are no
Bruno.
Rules.
There really aren't. Throwback Thursday! Don't feel like picking up my... Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. A little fun song there. Beth. My kids became obsessed with Throwback Thursday. Throwback karaoke. Raising them right.
Yes, absolutely. Greg's like, why does the Fergie button always crack me up? Well, because it's funny.
That's right. Continuing with Beth's text, she says, they love Katy Perry. I kissed a girl. Absolutely, your kids
well, all
do.
All right, then.
It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, your opportunity to get on the TBT cruise coming up here in just a few minutes on the Belle of Louisville next Thursday. So be listening for your opportunity for that.
Jenna texted in. She wants to wish her son David an early happy birthday. He's 11.
There you go.
And then Aaron is like, are you ready for this throwback?
Oh, gosh, are we?
Three words. Pretty girl rock.
Oh, ready for that.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Carrie, I'm going to need y'all to put your hands up right now. My name is Carrie. I'm so very fly. Oh, my. It's a little bit. Please don't trip. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Megan rolls in with a, hey, Kelly and Ben, can you fill a spot on TBT with Fill Me In by Craig David? Dang, that's a throwback.
That is one of my jams. I have his whole CD. I still jam out to it.
Okay.
And by the way, Amber said, not a TBT request, but my baby started kicking during that Flo Rida song. LOL.
There you go. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I was chicken scared next door when the parents went out. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX, Emily. Something 1D! Okay. I like how everybody's so excited. On my way to my second day of nursing school and need some old school Harry Styles in my life. Yeah, I think we all do.
Well, we all do. Good luck. Have a great day. You're insecure. Don't know what for.
That's what makes you beautiful. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, did you say to me off the air that this may literally break Throwback Thursday?
It may. Like Throwback Thursday.
So why are we?
Well, Trina says my son Mateo's 4 today.
Okay, that's great.
He wants to hear Baby Shark.
Oh, God, why? 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 This isn't throwback. It's not throwback. This isn't throwback.
You don't say no to a four-year-old.
Okay. Literally, that's not a throwback. Listen, tell your kid what a throwback is, all right? It's DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, you're getting torn up on the text line.
Yeah, Brittany's like, Kelly, I thought we were friends. My son's throwing a fit because that song stopped. FML. Joy's like, I hate you guys. Jenna's like, how about the Lion King song? LOL.
I mean, that is good, and that would technically be a throwback.
Listen, if we're being honest. It is four-year-old Mateo. He took us down that lane, people. It's not me.
And if you're four, I guess something that's literally a year old is probably a throwback in your eyes.
Of course it is.
It's all relative, I guess. But in our world, four. It's six. You need 6 years before it's considered a throwback, okay? So for next time.
He's so cute.
All right, you better flip your lights on and off. Have a little rage party in your car. Throwback Thursday! Oh, yeah! Oh. All right, Throwback Thursday. A 99.7 DJX. I got a request. I want to get to this request, but I don't know which one is legal. All right?
All right, what are the choices?
Well, legal by our standards, because I literally just ripped a four-year-old for giving us a song that was year old.
To be honest, he wasn't alive enough to be digging back into the six-year and beyond library.
I know. I understand that. But someone wanted some old school Imagine Dragons, but I'm like, okay, yeah, we haven't played Imagine Dragons as a throwback, but I'm like, what constitutes a throwback? Because like Thunder is only 4 years old.
Oh yeah, that's not legal.
I know, it's not legal.
Not legal, not
like,
legal.
Radioactive? I don't even know if that's legal.
Do I have to look up dates?
You might.
Oh my God.
Here, hang on.
Imagine Dragons song are 6 years
old. No, don't. Why are you Googling it like that, you weirdo?
What the hell should I say?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, other people have done that. Other people have searched for that.
All right. Does Radioactive count? That's all I'm wanting to know.
Yeah, we'll just go with it.
Oh my God. All right, I'm done with this bit. Waking up. What's the consensus, Kelly?
It's 2012. According to Erica's screenshot, 2012. There you go.
Okay.
So that was legal.
Yay,
way to go.
Legal.
Pamela is like listening to you guys with my windows open. I just know my neighbors thinking I'm raving at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. It's Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just got a tweet that says these amateurs are ruining Throwback Thursday. Not Imagine Dragon, not Baby Shark. Amateurs! Don't you know what Throwback Thursday is?
But Mateo is living his best life. He loves hearing his name on the radio. He's a superstar right now.
DJX. Oh, man, it always just goes so fast. goes so fast.
There were people screaming at you. Did you hear? Did you see them screaming at you on the text line, needing some of the greatest rock band on planet Earth?
Listen, I can't get
some of the things.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. But listen, I get those. We get those requests every single week. And if we played them every single week, then you guys would get mad at us for that too. So, you know, I can't please you. I literally cannot please you guys. So,
you know what? You have a button though, designated.
I do have a Nickelback button. I do. I do. All right. Hey, we have tickets for you to join us. Toot all aboard the TBT cruise next Thursday night, Belle of Louisville. All right. I don't even know what era music you're going to hear, but.
Not sure. It could be the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. We're not sure. Really, literally not sure.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome aboard the Belle of Louisville. All right. I don't even know. What are we going to do? The jitterbug. All right.
Oh, my God. Do we need to download a bunch of, like, I don't know. That doesn't even live on YouTube. I don't know.
Who knows?
We're going to figure it out, though.
We'll figure it out. But anyways, if you want to get on board, 502-571-9970. We will hook you up with tickets to be on board the Belle of Louisville next Thursday. TBT Cruise. We have a mystery. We have a mystery of a big rubber duck.
A big rubber duck?
A 25-foot-high yellow rubber duck that mysteriously appeared in a harbor in Belfast, Maine.
Over the past few days, people by car, by bridge, and by raft have come to see the mysterious visitor making a splash in the middle of Belfast Harbor.
Yeah, it's just a big duck that has the word joy on it.
An enormous yellow rubber duck with the word joy on it.
The duck appeared in the harbor on Saturday, and nobody we talked to seems to know why it's here.
It's a mystery. It's a big duck mystery.
Maybe aliens from above dropped a yellow inflatable duck.
That's probably what it was. It's so straight to aliens.
So yeah, the residents of Maine are just kind of enjoying the duck's presence for a while.
Well, yeah, it's kind of fun.
But again, if it's the setup to a, you know, some sort of like, you know, we've done the rubber duck derbies and things like that before. And
sure.
All that in the Ohio
the
River.
Ducky derby. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's got the word joy written on it. So maybe it's just to try to boost everyone's spirits.
Maybe. Or maybe it's something sinister.
It could be. Like it's a new Trojan horse of some kind.
A Trojan horse with something inside that yellow inflatable duck. So anyways, we tweeted
something
out.
Something nefarious lurks inside the big inflatable duck.
Yeah. So anyways, if you want to read more about it, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up, it's your feel-good story. Coming up in like 5 minutes. What are you working on, Kelly?
Well, it kind of starts in a bad lane. There was a hostess in a Maine restaurant. We're going to stay in Maine. And she had to encounter a really rude customer. Well, that customer realized they were rude and decided to do something about it.
Sorry, whenever you say hostess, I'm going to need you to follow that with the mostess for me to actually pay attention to what else you're saying.
Okay, Tammy's a hostess with the mostess in Maine, and she's the center of our story.
Okay, thank you. Every hour we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kiliki.
So we go to York, Maine, a hostess with the mostess.
Thank you.
At a restaurant there. Her name is Tammy. She works at the Union Bluff Hotel, and she had to deal with this unruly customer last month. Now, she can't really remember exactly everything about him, but she said he swore at her, stormed out, was upset over having to wait for a table over an hour and a half.
Okay.
So I tell you that backstory because she recently got an apology letter from that guy and $100.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so the
good.
Letter said, yeah, it said, I feel bad. This coming from a guy who tells people to be kind to service staff and tip big post-pandemic. How hypocritical of me. He signed it, an embarrassed customer. And she's like, I got goosebumps when I read it. I was like, really? Read it again. She's worked there for 25 years. So she's dealt with like stuff.
Yeah.
She's seen, you know, a ton of unruly customers over her lifetime, but it's the first time that she really ever got anybody to come back and say, I'm really sorry for the way I behaved.
Well, it's unfortunate what she had to go through to get that, but it is pretty cool that she ended up getting that, you know, and it's cool that that guy realized what he did.
Well, yes, I think it's a good example to everyone to kind of appreciate the ones that showed up, especially when restaurants are still struggling with not being able to get a full staff. And there's a lot of understaffed restaurants still struggling and trying to make it. So appreciate the ones that are there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, what would those be?
Well, they're examples of big things that you should avoid so that you can continue on and still say, you know what, I might not have done much with the day, but I avoided that, so it's a win.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without chaining yourself to the roof of your car and having your buddy drive 85 miles an hour down the highway, you're doing okay.
What is happening right now?
Well, this is not something you hear every day about.
No, but it's not.
To Detroit we go, where there was a guy literally standing on top of a Escalade going about 85 down a Detroit highway. Lonnie Webster, he's a barber. He witnessed it.
There's a guy on top of the car, and I was like, nah.
He said he thought it was a mummy. No mummy. It was a man in chains and ropes strapped to the top of an Escalade.
Yeah, that from Fox 2 in Detroit.
He was doing about 85 because I was trying to play catch up.
Dodging overpasses from 94 to the Davison and beyond.
Yeah, so this guy is on the roof.
Is happening? Is this like Weekend at Bernie's, or is this like Grandma in Christmas Vacation? Was that Christmas Vacation?
It was just National Lampoon's Vacation.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, no, you're talking about the dead grandma who was strapped to the top of the roof. No,
yes.
This guy was alive.
Oh,
he was
God.
Standing on his 2 feet, and he was literally ducking underneath overpasses as they were driving on this freeway in Detroit, chains on either side. And
just car surfing.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, Lonnie's all like,
I was just praying that I didn't have no brains on my windshield or nothing that.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty graphic, but understandable.
Right.
I would have the same concern.
So thankfully, we don't have a grim follow-up to this story, but this is why it's a setting the bar, okay? Because maybe you woke up this morning or thinking, man, I don't know if I should do this or not. Here's a reason why not to do it, okay? Here's us saying
here's a
resounding do it.
Don't go car surfing today.
Right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without chaining yourself to the roof of your car and having your friend drive 85 miles an hour down the highway, you're doing okay.
That doesn't sound safe.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't sound safe.
All right, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. You can always text us, 502-571-9970. It's our request line. It's our text line. Way to get a hold of us anytime you want. Irka sends in a text and says, I got to say, I absolutely appreciate when you put the updates and the links to the group therapy show on Facebook. I'm usually on my way to work and don't always catch it on time, or I start listening and then I got to get clock in. Anyway, it's neat that you do that, and I appreciate it. Yeah, we try to follow up with our conversation on the Facebook thread that we always post when we talk about these different situations that you bring us, you know? And this morning was, I mean, it was kind of heavy, I got to be honest.
It was really tough. Like, a lot of people, you know, we still have some people that are just like harsh and he deserves better, but hearing the emotion in her voice when she talked to us about it and talking about her background experience, where she's coming from,
yeah,
and how that's affecting how she's approaching this new relationship of 3 weeks. I can completely understand like what she's going through in her mind.
Right.
And in her heart, she's trying to protect herself from going through more pain because she knows what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. To happier things. Hey, how was your son's birthday yesterday?
It was so much fun. We went to BJ's last night at the mall, mm-hmm, and they got the entire restaurant to sing to him.
Oh, there you go.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
They were so great. We had a birthday pizookie, which is
those are fantastic. Yep.
It was awesome.
All right. Well, happy birthday to your son, which was actually yesterday, but yeah.
Yep. I can't believe he's 12.
Yeah. There you go.
Literally insane.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.